Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Like, whenever I went to University of Maryland to visit Adam, I always slept with someone on the baseball team.
We ended up in D.C. with the baseball team.
Take a bite of your butt cheek.
I got on the trip. All I have to do is put out a little bit.
You gotta push it.
Gotta push it.
Oh my God, everyone knows I'm an imposter.
Ooh. I was like, wait, I'm coming. Like, I want to sleep with him, obviously. Get that phone
out of
here.
Did it say right error again?
No, we're good. It likes us now.
No errors.
We are on Katie's floor on a Tuesday. Today's not a Tuesday. It's actually a Thursday.
That feels like a Friday.
That feels like a Monday to me.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
My days are all messed up. Wait, I just realized you put up Don't Give Up the Ship.
Don't Give Up the Ship is up on the wall.
I love it. Do you like it there?
I do love it there. We're going to put other things next to it. So it's going to be like a full gallery wall.
Love.
But the thing about me is I have like, I just get really overwhelmed with possibilities to the extent that like nothing happens. Mm. Like I wanted to do a gallery wall in the last apartment and it just like didn't happen.
I recall.
Because I couldn't decide what to do. Like, so I had all these things that just like didn't get hung. Because I'm like, oh, I think I'll do that. And then I just like never did it. So I'm trying to be more like, what's the thing called? Like trigger fingers. Like trigger happy. Just like doing it, you know, doing the thing. If I see it, I like it. I put it on the wall.
Okay.
And that's what I'm trying to do with this apartment.
I love that.
With Jack's blessing, obviously.
This place is shaping up nice.
Yeah.
It really is. Think? It's so nice. Are you going to have like a little housewarming or something? Like,
absolutely.
Like we need a housewarming party.
Yeah, but once I get bar stools.
It's always going to be once I get this, once I get that.
No, but like the bar stools is actually like really crucial. Like we need seating.
Are you going
to put the sauna has to be gone.
That was literally going to be my question. I was like, are you going to put the sauna in the storage unit?
The sauna has to go, guys. I finally have come to terms with it.
The sauna's GTG.
You finally come to terms that it's not enjoyable to sit in a hot wooden thing while you watch TV in your living room.
ABCDEFG. The sauna's got to go.
The sauna's got to go. But in the winter, it's so nice.
You haven't lived here in the winter.
Yeah, I did.
You moved here. You lived here in March, didn't you?
March is winter.
No. Yeah, March is winter.
Oh.
The first day of spring was April something.
Well, even if it's not seasonally winter, March is winter.
It was cold.
Katie, how many times have you used the sauna?
10 times, probably.
No.
Yes. Ask Jack. Ask Jack.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you just didn't see.
I didn't like post it.
You're right.
If I didn't post it, that doesn't mean it means it doesn't happen or didn't happen. Like, not
that's
true.
That's what my mom says. I'm not even kidding. She's like, I don't believe you did that. It wasn't on your Instagram story.
No, the thing is, it's like, I just probably looked bad. Hence why I didn't post. Like, I do a lot of things. I do so many things people don't know that I've done, but I just looked bad. So I didn't film it.
Like what?
Just like things in life.
Just things?
Things and stuff. I've like gone to some workout classes, but just like wasn't feeling it that day. So I didn't take a picture.
That's fair.
It is possible.
That's very fair.
But I will say majority of the time that I do things and stuff, I am posting it on my Instagram story.
Yeah, I can relate. I feel like I'm like a post everything I do. I haven't recently though. Recently I've been falling off the map so much so that somebody actually DM'd me the other day and was like, I feel like you haven't been posting your story as much. But then I went to London and I posted everything. So I was like,
gonna say I don't agree with that statement.
Colby's like, actually I muted you.
I know. I feel like I clock you at all hours of the day.
No, you're always I feel like I always know what you're up to, what you're drinking, what you're eating. What mysterious hand
what restaurant
you're with.
You hate.
Wait, I just.
Yeah. What? Adam right before I came here. So bad.
Which one?
Well, on Friday when you posted that and then you told me who you were with and I was like, tea? Question mark. And then you were like, tea. And I thought that something romantic was happening.
No, it's
and
never something romantic.
He was with our friends.
Wait, where was I on Friday?
It's always a mysterious hand.
Yeah, there was a mysterious hand that I wrote back to, and I said, who is that? Because I didn't recognize it.
No, people are always asking me.
I don't even remember
like,
how to go
to my archive. I saw Adam post such and such, and I'm like, That's not, he's not dating that person.
I literally wrote like, T question mark, question mark, question mark. And then he wrote back in all caps T with exclamation mark. And then he is like with the girls. And I was like, what?
Of course.
Wait, is it this one?
Look at our DMs.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. That was so sassy, though. Say it nicer next time. Sorry. Don't talk to me like that.
Colby's all fired up.
I'm putting my foot down.
Wait, I did. I did say T, and then you said OMG. Oh, okay. It was that picture.
So it like wasn't actually T.
You said who was that?
Is what I'm gathering from this.
Wait, okay, but I told you who it was.
I know, and that's why I was like T.
Like, and then I said question mark.
And that's why then I thought that you guys were being romantic.
No, we're not. We're just besties. Just bestie buds.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But yeah, I do love a mysterious handpick. I was just at Hillstone right before I came here.
Oh my God. Did you have a meal? Of course you were.
No. I just had a glass of Sancerre. No, not Sancerre. They don't have that. I had a glass of Riesling.
Nice.
I didn't love it.
I don't think I like Riesling. It's too sweet.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be really hungover and all I had was a glass.
For my palate.
I hate when that happens.
It was so thick. And I was like, fuck. And I asked them for a glass of Sancerre and they were like, we don't have that. Like the driest thing that we have is like Sauvignon Blanc. But I also don't love Sauvignon Blanc.
Really? Sancerre is Sauvignon Blanc. It's just from France, not from
other places. I only be liking Sauvignon Blancs from France then, I guess. Yeah. Because I don't like other ones, I think. But anyway, it's got the Riesling. Because it was something familiar to me on the menu. I'm not like a big wine snob, you know. But I think I'm getting better at wines.
I will never be. I just can't remember everything.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I can't keep up with, like, what does, like, a dry grape taste like versus a wet grape? Like, I don't know.
I just know what I like.
Yeah.
And I know that I like a dry wine.
Well, I think the easy difference is, like, dry is not sweet.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah. Dry is, like, if somebody says, like, it's very dry, like, they just mean it's not sweet.
Okay, got it. I think.
Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a... What's sommelier?
It's not
sommelier.
Not
sommelier.
Full-bodied.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Yeah, like a cab sav.
Is dry.
No. Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a dry red wine.
Oh, but it's so full and thick.
I love cab sav.
I do too.
Ugh.
Is it dry? I don't think it's dry. Yeah. I could be wrong, but a cab is like...
Google Gemini, let's see.
A cab is like heavy as hell.
I think it is. I think it is.
When I picture like a cab, I picture like an old fat Italian grandma, you know?
Oh, great.
Not in a bad, I mean, that's what
okay, would you like to know the answer?
Yeah.
Yes, Cabernet Sauvignon is a dry red wine.
Oh.
It has minimal residual sugar left after fermentation.
Toss, toss, because
winemakers allow the yeast to fully consume the sugar, resulting in a dry taste.
Interesting.
There you have it. I love Cab Sav. Okay, so I like dry wines.
Yeah.
Okay, good, so I think that means that full and dry are not, like, they're not, what's the word?
Synonymous?
No, antonyms?
Yeah, they're not antonyms.
Okay.
Antonymous? What do you think the word is for it?
No idea.
Because the word I'm looking for is
opposite?
Like...
Opposite?
Yeah. I guess.
SAT vocabulary.
No, because like if you think about it, like a dry and a wet, like if a wet is indicating like that it's sweet.
There's not a term.
Like maybe there's a wet wine.
No,
maybe there's a wet wine.
I just said wet to be funny. I don't know if that.
Oh,
if you picked up on that.
I took it and ran with it. I was like, Katie's a sommelier.
Wine is wet.
I've been to many wine tastings, but.
Wait, so what's the opposite of dry wine then? Like just sweet?
All right, Google Gemini. Here we go again.
Wait, have you been asking this girl questions? Like, you know, if you hold this thing, it's like. It starts.
Siri?
I didn't realize that if you hold the button, look, it lights up purple. Hey, girl, is. Wait, what should I ask?
What is the opposite?
What's the opposite of dry wine? Oh, fuck, it won't let me ask.
I found it. The opposite of dry wine is sweet wine.
There we go.
Why the hell do we call it dry then?
Okay, so dry wines have less than 10 grams of residual sugar per liter, sweet wines have more than 30 grams. Oh, and you can also call a wine an off-dry or semi-dry in between. Interesting, because dry is such an interesting term when it comes to beverages, because when I order a dirty martini, I say extra dry because I don't want vermouth. So actually, you know what? That makes sense, because vermouth is like sugary, right? Sweet?
Yeah.
So it makes it less sweet, because in a martini, you use sweet vermouth, I'm pretty sure.
It's literally like cocktail hour.
I'm not a vermouth stan. I actually despise vermouth.
You know what I really like is Hallie Batchelder. Like I see her with the spray bottle in her TikToks. She like sprays vermouth.
See, that's so genius. It's like a mist. Because you really don't want a lot, and I'm speaking personally, everyone's different. The reason why they put vermouth in it is so you don't taste, like it just improves the taste. So it's a bit less like one way or the other, aka super vodka heavy or super olive heavy taste. But I want those tastes. Like, I don't care if it tastes a little bit like rubbing alcohol, as long as there's a lot of olive in that cup, I'm good.
I want it to taste like vodka. Although I don't really get dirty anymore. I feel like I only get like with the twist.
I feel like you never got dirty. I feel like you're always twist.
Yeah. But I tried to make dirty happen, you know, like I thought I would like dirty, and then I didn't like it as much as I thought I would. Like, it tastes dirty to me.
You know what? Shay the other day texted me that she got her very first dirty martini and she liked it.
Oh.
And it made my day.
I feel like that's kind of shocking. I really never, like, I feel like she would have ordered one, but I guess maybe she's more of like a cute vodka drink.
Yeah. I feel like she likes something like a bit more like fruity, bubbly.
Fruit forward.
It's funny, everyone has like kind of like their thing, their drink, their bev. At this age, I feel like it's pretty easy to like have a drink that is like your drink at this point, because we've tried everything.
Yeah.
Colby is a
tumble.
Oh, your microphone is like off. Here you go.
You want to know why? It's because I just kicked the pillow and it caused chaos.
you just wreaked havoc on the set.
Move Colby's mic. Colby's, set the batteries flying.
I feel like you're like a skinny margarita.
Yeah, that's definitely my go-to.
But you also will dabble with just like a tequila soda or tequila water.
I feel like Colby's tequila graduated to a tequila on the rocks with a couple orange slices.
Duh.
That
was a recent development.
Casamigos Reposado on the rocks, 3 oranges.
Yeah. There you go.
She's like Tariq Kemsley.
But that doesn't feel like a cocktail to me. Like, when I think cocktail, I think for you.
No, yeah, I'll get a margarita for sure. Yeah,
margarita for you. You, on the other hand.
I'm a spicy skinny.
You're a mixed bag.
Spicy skinny, but you go rogue sometimes.
I feel like my default's always spicy skinny.
Yeah.
Or a tequila soda or a martini with a twist.
See?
I'm a simple man.
You have range.
I do have range. But I feel like majority is spicy skinny.
Remember?
Yeah, I really only drink like those two things. Well, and I guess then I'll drink now wine.
You're kind of a beer guy. I remember you like
Mr. Guinness.
I remember you like coming on the podcast being like, I love beer, like years ago, and we're like, bullshit.
No, guys, like I really do like beer.
Yeah, because it's like, it has like, it's an aesthetic now to love Guinness.
Guys, no, it's not. I
and because you go to London for work.
Now that I go to London so much, like I just love beer. Yeah. I actually do love Guinness, but I will say, the reason that I decided that I started liking beer is because I found out that Guinness isn't that bad for you.
Yes.
Like, it's actually like a pretty healthy beer. And I always didn't mind the taste of Guinness. Yeah, but it's like a really low calorie beer.
I think we talked about this.
Oh, did we?
Because I remember that being like the first I'd heard of it. Like, I didn't realize it was so healthy, because I feel like Guinness feels...
Even though it looks heavy.
Oh my God, deja vu. We had this exact conversation because I remember thinking that it kind of feels like heavy to me, like kind of like a meal.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a thick beer. Because I like light beers. Like, typically, like last night I had Kona Big Wave. I love Kona Big Wave. It's like kind of, it's a lighter beer, kind of like a Stella-ish, but it's slightly sweet.
Mm.
Like, just slight.
That sounds nice.
Slight.
I also feel like, don't you feel like your taste buds have developed over the years? Like, I used to really not like wine, and now I feel like I really enjoy wine.
Yeah.
And I also feel like like you said, I probably lied about liking beer, but now I actually feel like I genuinely like enjoy beer. Not genuinely enjoy. I will always go for a spicy skinny.
Yeah.
Your boy will always go for hard liquor first.
I truthfully cannot imagine being at a bar with you on a night out and you being like, can I get a Bud Light?
No. That would be sick. If that happens, send me to the hospital.
Have you ever had a Bud Light before?
Yes, Katie.
Like, when?
I don't know the exact
in college. Did you drink like
summer? Actually, no, you had Sam Summer. Sam Summer's good.
Guys, I drink beer.
No, you don't. Well, Guinness, that does count. But like, so did you ever have like a keg beer, like a cup of like the I've frat keg roast?
Stands.
Yeah, but like frat, not a keg stand. That doesn't count.
Have you had like a warm flat beer? From a flat, no, like a frat party
in a red solo cup.
No, honestly, like when I used to go to frat parties, I feel like I would just have the handle of Zelko. Did you guys do Zelka? We talked about this before too. I know for a fact.
No, we talked about this and we've never heard of it, but it's a Maryland thing.
Yeah, it's like the Maryland rubbing alcohol,
which
basically
is crazy,
like Burnett's
equivalent, but like worse than Burnett's.
Jesus.
If you have to frame what I'm talking about here, it's like Russian rubbing alcohol, basically.
Sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, loved it.
We were considering putting vodka in a water bottle. I'm definitely more of a tequila person, but as you know, Danielle Carolyn does not drink tequila.
Yeah.
She drinks vodka exclusively, and Stagecoach did not have vodka on the menu. Isn't that crazy?
That's so wild. Yeah.
Wait, I totally just lied. They do have vodka on the menu.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I know. Sorry.
That was totally fake news, guys. I don't know why I just like lied through my teeth just now, but they had vodka. Okay, here was the issue. They wouldn't do shots.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. Like, I knew as soon as that came out of my mouth, it was totally false, but...
Could you ask for, like, vodka and ice?
So they had a strict thing where they had to fill up the cup a certain amount with ice, like all the way to the top pretty much with ice. Sorry, that was my phone buzzing. Don't worry, my online order shipped for my clothes for my trip coming up. Anyway, so we were considering bringing like tequila and vodka in water bottles because they like weren't really checking bags as heavily as we thought they would, but we just never did it. So
got it.
Kept ordering things and hoping for the best. Some of the people were super nice, and Danielle would like be like, oh, can you put like as little ice as possible in there? Because she's such a shot girl. Like, Danielle is such a shot girl.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I would be too in that
scenario. I had margaritas and beer.
Okay. That sounds good.
I had Bud Light.
You're a beer girl.
How do you feel?
You've always been a beer girl, though.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the night, I feel like it's not surprising. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if I saw you with a beer at the end of the night.
I like to taper off.
Do you remember in the college days when you would come visit Maryland and you would order Cosmos for everybody? Or no?
Yes.
Was it Cosmos?
Yeah, it was Cosmos. Yeah. We'd go to, like, yeah, we've talked about this. This is match made lore.
Yeah. RJ Bentley's.
I would order Cosmopolitans and go home with people on the baseball team.
She would.
Exclusively, whenever I went to University of Maryland to visit Adam, I always slept with someone on the baseball team.
We ended up in DC with the baseball team.
Yep.
And they ordered me a pizza to keep me occupied, and I threw it at the wall.
Well, you know what they say. Baseball players have the best butts. They really do.
I don't think I've hooked up with a baseball player.
Yet.
I've only hooked up with
They do have big booties. People. They have juicy booty.
Like juicy booty.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like a
do
good
you, like,
butt on a guy.
Do you touch it with your mouth?
Why would I ever do that?
I don't know.
Take a bite of your butt cheek.
I could go to my grave without putting my mouth near anyone's butt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The gays be doing that.
Tell us more. The Riesling really got you ready to disclose some details.
Yeah. Guys, I'll be here all night.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. Honestly, better than last week.
I feel like a dream.
I've felt like an uptick in my mood since whenever we recorded last.
Sam, we were all depressed.
Good. We were all down bad. I think it's because the weather is finally nice.
Yeah. I mean, also, we didn't sleep that entire weekend.
Yeah, the wedding like definitely took it out of me.
Like, I feel like Colby and I were texting each other being like, did you sleep 30 minutes? I slept 30 minutes too.
Yeah.
And we were so sore. Like, were you so sore after a wedding?
Oh my God, from dancing.
Like, I couldn't walk for days.
No. My knees, my shins.
And from wearing heels.
Yeah, girls.
Essentially, we went to war.
No, we did. We did. That's like literally how my body feels now.
Well, then you went to London.
For 48 hours.
There were murmurings of you potentially having to go to Asia again.
Oh, yeah, I have to go to...
And or having to Australia. Go to Australia and to Korea and all over the world.
Okay, so you've been here, Monty.
Do you get to book your own flights? Like, do you get Delta miles for that?
I do.
My God, you're going to be, like, what is the thing that's the best?
Platinum.
I'm already platinum. I've been platinum for a year, but I'm, diamond. I'm about to be diamond.
Diamond medallion. Yeah. See, that's what I want for this year.
Diamond's hard.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
It's, like, really hard. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll get it, but we'll see.
You're going around the world.
I know. I like don't want the like travel though that I have to do. Like if I have to go to Australia, it's going to be such an ordeal. I basically just decided I want to go to Greece. So Alex and his girlfriend are going to Greece for a wedding.
For fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a vacation like desperately.
Yes, you do.
And the only thing I feel like I really have on the books is like when you're in the Hamptons and we latch onto your trip on the weekend.
Sure.
And so Alex and Lucia have to go to a wedding in Greece.
You don't have anything in June or July? I feel like you always have things in July. June or July.
In June, I need to go to London and Paris for work. But it's like work. And I have to go to Australia for work.
Okay. So, okay.
And at some point, I have to go to Korea for work.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. Like, you need a trip that's like just for you.
Tears.
Yeah. And so I just need like to chill. And so anyways, they are going to a wedding in Greece. And so I was like, okay, you guys are going to a wedding like on a Thursday in Athens. And they decided they wanted to do like 4 days before on a different island.
Oh my God.
And I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm coming. Like,
when
I'm
just, is it?
June. Oh. 7th or 8th.
I was gonna say my sister and her husband are going on their honeymoon to Greece, but
where are they going?
Like 2 weeks.
Oh my God, so
you won't overlap.
I mean, realistically, it's in like a month. I haven't booked flights or anything.
I'll be in Jamaica then.
June 8th.
Katie is an island gal.
Who the heck are you going to Jamaica with?
My other half. Jack's coming with me. These are all work trips. I have found myself in the travel niche and I'm loving it.
I'm so jealous.
I am a travel fluencer and I have been going to all these hotels because they invite me to make content.
I love that for you.
Living the dream. Wait, so where in Greece would you be going?
So their wedding is in Athens. I wanted to go to Mykonos, of course, because if I go, like, I would love to do one of the islands that's a little bit more chill and kind of vibey.
So you're going to be Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. But remember
that video?
Yeah. This is how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. But I also want to do like the whole like party vibe in Mykonos, you know?
Yeah.
So, but they can't go to Mykonos because the entire wedding party is going to Mykonos beforehand and they already bailed on that
trip.
Why
don't you go to Santorini?
So I think what we're going to, so that's like a two touristy island. So we're going to go to Paros.
Oh, my sister's going there.
Oh, really?
It's like the same as going to Mykonos.
Paros? I don't think so.
No, Santorini.
Oh, Santorini, yeah. But Mykonos is more of like a party, you know?
And Santorini was divine. Yeah. I went to Santorini and I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a Nikki Beach in Santorini.
Okay, that's fun. But anyways, let me just finish round out the story because like the world just worked in my favor today, basically.
Oh, okay. I want to hear.
Okay, so their thing is on Thursday. So they need to go to Athens on Thursday for the wedding. So they were planning on flying out Saturday, landing Sunday. But Alex's parents are visiting that weekend. So he has to fly out Sunday, landing Monday. If I do his flight, obviously I'm only in Greece from like Monday to Thursday. So it's basically 3 nights. And I think it takes a while to fly there. So I was like,
it's like 8 hours. Yeah.
You need to extend it to make it worth it.
So I'm talking today and one of my friends has to go to London for work on the like basically the 9th or the 10th or something. And I was like, why don't you come meet me in Greece and we can go to like Mykonos for the weekend. And so I think he's going to meet me in Mykonos and then I'll go to the Mykonos for the weekend.
Meet me in Mykonos. That's the cutest thing ever.
But then it gets even better. I tell my other friend at work today, who's also a gay. And I'm like, hey, by the way, like, do you want to come with us? We're like, I think he's going to meet me in Mykonos. And he was like, wait, when are you planning on going? And I was like, June 8th through the 12th. Like, that's when I'm going to Paros or whatever. And then he was like, you're literally kidding. I'm in Paros 8th through the 12th. And I already booked Mykonos the 5th through the 8th with like a group of 20 gays. And we have like a villa, like there's a catamaran.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I will literally, like, what do I need to do to get on this trip?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'll text him right now.
Can I sleep in the bathtub?
No, literally. I was like, I will sleep. Well, I was offering a little bit more than sleeping in a bathtub. I was like, I will sleep with every boy on that boat if it gets me invited on this trip. And so I got on the trip. All I have to just put out a little bit.
But. All you got to do is...
I was going to say, which bargain did they take you up on?
Bathtub or dick?
Guess who's going to be there.
Bathtub or butt?
Do you remember the...
Bathtub or butt stuff? Title.
Bathtub or butt stuff is so good. Do you remember the married guy I was hooking up with like years ago? So he's on the trip with his husband.
Oh my God. So now you can have a threesome.
I'm so excited.
Wait, can you do me a big favor?
How?
How what?
Is he connected? Because he's someone from work.
Yeah, yeah. I met him through one of my coworkers who I worked with at an old company who then came to my new company.
Whoa.
Oh my God, I love it. Wait, can you do me a big favor and bring me back a really big block of cheese?
From Greece? Oh, yeah, of course.
That's not going to travel well.
Wait, let me just tell you guys because this reminds me. If you want me to bring you a block of feta, like, I'm going to have to smuggle that shit. I just coming back from London, they confiscated all of my skincare.
Did you put it in your checked bag?
I don't check a bag.
Were they, how many ounces are we talking?
No, they were below the ounces. But I think I told you guys I bought snail mucin.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had this container of snail mucin. I know it's less than 3.4 ounces.
So what, it looks questionable? And they were like, this is a bomb?
No, guys, like this woman, she looks like her name is Olga.
So she hated you, pretty
much. Like, just picture somebody named Olga. Like, that's what this woman looked like. She pulls my shit over. She starts dumping out my, like, toiletry bag.
Dumped it? Like onto the table?
Everywhere.
Oh my God.
It's like my nice like Louis Vuitton clone that's in a glass bottle. I literally was screaming at her. I was like, no, come on. Like, you're going to break it.
Apparently these things need to be in a clear bag now, or maybe they always have had to be.
Europe, you have to put your stuff into the clear Ziploc bags.
I know. I had no idea about this clear bag. Mine's in like an all black Rains bag that we got from Allie's bachelorette.
I definitely do not do a clear bag.
Whenever I go to customs, I take my stuff out and put it into the clear Ziploc bag. And that when you go through security at customs.
Where do you get the said?
They have them. Clear?
Where? Who?
It's all in America. I don't do that. But in Europe, you can only have one of the plastic bags too.
Okay. You must have had like a bad person or like a, it was a bad place, wrong time, whatever the hell, because when I went to London, I definitely had my stuff all in my cute little toiletry bag and nothing.
See, I honestly
but then again, I checked my bag though.
Okay. Yeah. So that it's only in your carry-on.
Oh, so, okay.
Well, but I mean, mind you, like I had stuffed my toiletry bag like to the brim, to the brim of skincare. Okay.
But it shouldn't like,
and you can't have that. You can only have one Ziploc bag.
Correct. And so she gives me the Ziploc bag and she's like, good luck.
Oh, I see.
And they wouldn't even let me consider taking the snail mousse in, which was full, because they couldn't tell how much it weighed. I was like, yes, obviously, Olga, it's in Korean. Like, I was like, put it on Google Translate. They were not willing to do it. They took the snail mousse and I didn't even have the choice. They
threw it away. How much was it?
I mean, it was probably not that expensive, but it was the principle of the snail mousse.
You can have mine because it gave me dermatitis.
I don't want your dermatitis snail mousse.
Well, it's probably the same one that you have.
Perhaps.
Okay, so the snail mousse was confiscated.
I had to give up so much skincare.
What did you give up? What did you like? What were your like holy grail ones that you saved? Like,
I of course saved my Louis Vuitton cologne. I saved my hairspray. Okay. I saved.
Thank God.
I saved my moisturizer, my self tanner. I was like, you're not taking the self tanner.
You're gonna have to rip it.
I was like, you're gonna have to kill me first.
Out of my cold dead hands.
What am I boofing?
No, she was not taking the self tanner. And then I had this like radiant serum that also makes me tan. So I basically took every item that gives me any ounce
beautification
of
beautification.
Yes. Any item that makes me look tan was in that plastic bag. Yeah. But I did have to give up like a lot of shit. Like moisturizers. I had to give up my hair gel. That was a sacrifice I had to make.
Damn it.
Had to give up serums like for my face, vitamin E or vitamin C serum, eye cream. I had to give up my Dr. Dennis Gross eye cream.
You hate to hear it.
Guys, like I had to have given them $1,000 for skincare.
Okay, so this is good to know. So
I'm just saying, if you freaking are in Heathrow and you're flying back to the States, you better make sure you have a plastic bag. But retroactively, now that I'm thinking about it, when Colby just mentioned that they have plastic bags available before you go through security to like put your stuff into, I just remembered that I did see a bunch of people pull off to the side. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming now that Colby just mentioned that, it was to put their shit into plastic bags that were provided to them. And in my head, I was like, these fuckers, like I'm cutting them in line, like all this shit. And then look at me. I'm the joke.
Fuck around and find out.
I fucked around and I found out. Olga had me finding out. Okay, guys. Like,
so. Damn. Do you think she kept it for herself?
She literally looked me in the eyes while she was throwing it away.
Damn. That's so wasteful.
She's so
mean. No, I feel like they definitely have to have it in like
so rude.
Some bin that they go back to.
Oh, and then while she was taking the snail mousse in and doing all kinds of showing it to all of her friends, she left my little stand for like probably 10 minutes, like just left me there to like just sit and wait for her to figure out my snail mousse in, and then goes and like is talking shit about me to her, one of her friends.
You know, maybe she was just having a bad day.
Well, I made it worse for sure because I was not nice. I was a little pissed off.
I can already
not
see
sunshine on her cloudy day.
I wasn't mean, but I was definitely frustrated and short.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, also when she's like pouring my shit out and it's like my glass bottle Louis Vuitton cologne, I was like, bro, that's gonna crack on your metal table. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But it's okay, guys. We survived. This too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Airport TSA really stresses me out because I am a people pleaser and I am a teacher's pet type where I need to like make them proud of me. I need to follow the rules. I need to like, my thing is like when people will put their thing, like whatever, their like little bin of whatever they have, their like backpack or suitcase or whatever on the conveyor belt and then just walk away from it and go stand in line. Oh my God.
Oh, that drives me crazy
my
too.
Biggest
and
nightmare.
I'm like, I you know have that to you're push coming it through. Back.
You have to push it through. And I understand when the TSA people get mad at you for not doing that because then it holds everyone else up because your bag is not moving, especially the ancient, like older ones, older conveyor belts at different airports. You got to push your stuff. You got to push it.
Got to push it.
So I understand when people get mad about that. But there's some unnecessarily rude people in TSA. And I'm sure, honestly, that's how they just get by. Like, that's just how they have to be, because they probably deal with the craziest, shittiest people ever.
And probably, like, such annoying,
but I just get, like, so stressed out. Like, I'm such an empath. I feel the stress of everyone around me as well. We are all stressed.
Yeah.
At TSA.
Honestly, when I was there, though, and I was getting frustrated with Olga, like, I definitely was thinking in my head, I was like, damn, like, these people must deal with a lot of really frustrated people like me all day, every day. And that's, like, their job. Like, yeah. That sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And we need them.
I hope they're paid well.
I hope so, too.
I feel like they would have great benefits. I don't know, but I just feel like they would.
You didn't have to deal with the security line because you flew Delta One for the first time, didn't you?
I did. Well, not for the first time, but for the first time out of the new terminal. I'd never flown JFK. Out.
So you got to go to the Delta One lounge.
Exactly. Like, I've flown before they had that new lounge, and then it's years ago, because I just can't justify, like, spending money on Delta One. I feel like, unless...
No, it's so expensive.
Yeah, this was a great situation because it was technically a business expense and it was for work, but I don't think I would pay for it for, like, personal, unless it was, like, literally my honeymoon.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think of it the same way.
Like, well, I have no problem sleeping on planes, so I think that's, like, a big reason why it's, like, I can really, like, I sat in Comfort Plus on the drive or the flight back, and I slept pretty much the same amount of time that I slept on the way there.
Yeah.
In Delta One. Like, I don't need to be laying flat. I just need something to put my head on and I'm out.
The price difference between, like, each cabin on flights is just so outrageous. I would have to factor in the actual length of the trip in general to ever even justify it. Like, even if I was going on my honeymoon and I was going to Europe, I don't think I would pay an extra, like, $3,000, because how much more am I going to sleep actually in that pod than I would if I sat in a different
seat? It's also, like, literally so much more than that. Like, when I was flying to London and I was looking at the differences, because sometimes when I'm flying with guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston, where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Work, like, if it's, like, an overnight flight, which I did fly an overnight flight, yeah. I can usually book, like, Delta One or business class. But this one, I booked it so last minute, and the Delta One flight to London was like $7,000 or something. And the next down, like the premium economy or whatever, was like $2,300.
No, it's insane.
And at that rate, you're literally paying like $5,000 to be on a plane for eight hours.
It's absurd. And, like, it's not even an extra meal. Full night's sleep.
Yeah. It's like, objectively, the experience like is nice, but it's not like pay $5,000 extra nice. You
certainly
know?
Not. And I would definitely like have to book. If I'm doing something, I book it out in advance because it's much cheaper. Yeah. Like booking it like last minute would be crazy. And honestly, like it was a great experience, but I don't need to do it again for a while, I don't think. Like, so luxe. And I had this amazing French toast. Like, honestly, better than like actual French toast that I get at a restaurant. Like, it was. And the warm cookie when I woke up from my slumber was top tier. But I'm also like, I feel like I'd like to spend that money on other things in life.
I would literally also have to have a pep talk with myself to prepare myself to know that I had to eat airplane food. Because I don't eat on planes.
You're not supposed to, technically. Because, like, airplane food is traditionally filled with a lot of sodium. So that's the reason where if you get off a flight, you, like, feel puffy. And, you know.
Adam, don't tell me this. Because I love my airplane food. Don't tell me this.
Well, that isn't, like, hey, I know this is a fact, but I still am eating the food. Like, I get hungry on planes. And if I see a meal, I'm like, oh, I don't turn down food. You know?
I do not get it.
I did feel like an imposter in Delta One, and I was like really having a hard time getting my tray table out, and I was like, oh my god, everyone knows I'm an imposter, everyone knows that I don't fly Delta One, and I am like such a noob. Like, I was like, and then once I was overthinking it, that everyone was looking at me, then I like had an even harder time getting it out. And then the flight attendant had to come over and like help me, and I was like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing, like I wanted to die.
You were like, sorry girl, I'm new here.
I was like, please don't draw attention to the fact that I'm like, I'm not cultured enough to be like,
don't
flying
tell anyone.
Like, don't I tell don't. Anyone I'm poor.
No, literally. Like, the only other times I've flown Delta One, it was booked for me, like, for, like, when I was working with L'Oreal and, like, other things. And this was, like, the first time I had, like, booked it for myself.
Did you get a massage in the Delta One lounge?
Did not get a massage in the Delta One lounge, but I had a glorious little breakfast moment. Margo and Danielle had also done Delta One. So we were all together, like, feeling
the
bougie.
Girls.
It was cute.
They have massages?
Yeah, they do massages. They have showers. They'll steam your clothes. They'll do your laundry.
It's crazy.
Yeah. What's the other thing? Oh, I think they have facials there too. They have a full like dining room, like where they'll like literally serve you off a menu. It's crazy.
No, they've done a really amazing job with that, and I hope to see it again in my lifetime. But not in the immediate future.
You have to start saving your pennies.
Yeah.
No, but like to reiterate, I would never pay for it. Myself out of pocket.
For my honeymoon, I will use it. I will do Delta One. Hopefully, I'll go somewhere cool.
There you go.
But that's probably the next time. I don't know. It was definitely like they made it a very luxe experience, but I just feel like unless it's like for business, like there's just no reason to do it.
We just gave Delta One a lot of free publicity.
Yeah.
Did we? Sodium?
actually,
Mr. Sodium?
All your food is sodium, and I would never pay for it myself.
You know what? I love sodium. Sodium makes me happy.
Sodium is good.
Until it doesn't. I can't button my pants. But
well, how was Stagecoach?
I love salt.
What are the takeaways?
Stagecoach looked incredible.
Stagecoach was amazing. I definitely preferred the other year that I went because the lineup was better, in my opinion. Mm. But there were still really great people. The Goo Goo Dolls and Mumford & Sons were like non-country, but I loved them. Like they were like probably my favorite people that I saw, besides Luke Combs is obviously like number one. And then there was a bunch of good people. And I listened to some people I'd never heard of before, which was cool, which is what you love about these types of things. And I was ultimately there for work, but it was like a super easy campaign with T-Mobile. So most of the time we were just frolicking around. We did I had artist pass for the first time in my life. Like I've never been that close to the stage at these things. And it was really cool and I would do it again, but I do feel like for some reason, like this might be a hot take, I had way more fun in VIP or even like general, like hanging out in like the general areas. Like I kind of like in past years or the only other year that I went, but I have also gone to like ACL and other concert or festivals. Mm-hmm. Coachella as well. We saw Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. We saw Scooter Braun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I meant to tell you. We saw that guy that was friends with Justin Bieber, like, back in the day. And he was, like, his friend. And, like, managed Drew House.
Oh.
Ryan Good. Is that his name?
Yeah.
We saw him, and I didn't know who it was. And I was, like, I bet Colby would know. Because, like, you love Justin Bieber.
I love Justin.
Anyway, so we saw people. But, I understand the perks. Like, we definitely had, like, really bougie bathrooms, which was really nice. Like, it was, like...
I feel like if I was in the desert, that'd be, like, a big thing
for me. Like, it was elevated porta-potties.
Mm.
And they were actually, like... I mean, of course, they weren't, like, gorgeous. But, it, you know,
Was it extremely hot? Like, what was the temperature situation?
It wasn't as hot this year. It was actually much colder than previous years. So we actually had to like buy jackets.
Oh.
Because the previous years was like 106 degrees during the day. Oh, God. And it was gorgeous during the day, but then at nighttime it like dropped drastically. So it was pretty cold. But overall, I'm really happy I did it. And I loved, like, obviously our group was so great, Margot, Emily, Danielle, and I. But I'm like, maybe in the next time I go, I might just do like a different pass and not fight to be close. Like, I don't really need to be that close, because they have these like gorgeous huge screens where you can see like the sweat glistening off the people's faces. Like, technology has come a long way. I don't know if I need to be, but maybe that's just me as a concert goer. Like, I don't need to be like up close. Like, even at Taylor, I don't feel like I was super close. Like, I never was on the floor or like in the pit, and I was comfortable with my like seat, and I like enjoying music when I'm comfortable, and like I just feel, again, I'm an empath. I like to feel the vibes around me. Yeah, I mean, overall, I'm grateful we did it. But
who was your favorite act?
Luke Combs, for sure. But I also really loved Brothers Osborne is another
I love them.
Great band that I love. And, oh my God, I loved so many people. But Midland was really good. But yeah, I think Mumford & Sons was honestly, I don't know if they were like my favorite or just mostly like I was just so pumped for them because they were a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
They were not on the lineup. And then they, the morning of, decided, or not decided, I'm sure it was all planned.
Yeah.
They decided to announce it, that they were coming. And it was crazy. Like, that was the kind of place that we, when we were at that venue, there's like different stages. There was no, or to our knowledge, no special area for people with artist passes to go. So we were with in the general, and it was kind of a mob situation. Like, it was really crowded, which was the only thing. Mm. But we were kind of on the outside. Like, we weren't super close in there. And I loved it. Like, I felt like it was such good vibes.
I love that for you. When did you get back?
Say it again.
When did you get back?
Tuesday?
Monday night, like at like 10 p.m.
For some reason, it felt like you were there for forever.
No, I agree.
Yeah, because we went Thursday. So it was like a true Thursday to Monday situation, which was great. And we had the most amazing house with a pool. And it was great until I got sunburnt.
It looked so nice.
Yeah, I think Margot found the house. She did a great job.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That is so fun.
Those are my hot takes. And people could like disagree with me, but I don't know.
I agree with you about concerts in general. I don't need to be super close. One thing, I feel like it's festivals in general, because I love being in GA, and that typically is like the pit at a normal stadium concert.
Right.
And I've kind of become a snob in the sense that I like to be in GA just because I like to stand and like have space to walk around. Like, I don't like being in a row and stuck next to people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when we went to NoahCon, like, it's fun to be able to go, like, walk around and socialize and not just, like, be in a straight line with all your friends.
I was going to say, that was, like, the highlight of my life.
Do your feet hurt after a while in the pit? I've never been in the pit.
No.
Of, like, a concert venue.
We were so, like, on cloud nine, I feel like.
I was on, yeah.
We were also in sneakers. It wasn't like we were in, like, heels or boots or anything, I feel like.
Yeah, no. No,
I mean, not that I would be in heels or boots, but
yeah, do you got a pair of heels? Do you got a pair of heels in storage you're not telling us about, Adam Harrison?
You never know.
You never know.
Would you guys ever go to Stagecoach? I know Colby would.
I want to go next year.
I would totally go.
We should go and get like a squad.
I already
and
proclaimed that I'm going next year.
I would honestly love to go.
I had so much FOMO this year, and I feel like I need to go while I have no other reason not to.
I feel like a surprising fact about me is that I actually like really like country music.
I
used to be obsessed with it when I was growing up.
Country music. Yeah. It's what I put on when I, like, during, like, all day, every day. I feel like I either have a podcast on or country music, and I just love it. It reminds me of home.
It's very like an Annapolis thing.
Yeah, our area, I feel like we all, so
Rascal Flatts used to be like literally, like, did they perform?
So they were at Stagecoach one year, I heard.
Okay.
Well, they performed because Margot just went to their tour.
I was talking to her about it.
But I was like, saying, oh, I'm like, imagine they are on the lineup next year. Like, imagine they're a headliner.
I would be going in a heartbeat. My flight would be booked yesterday.
Yeah, I felt like there was a lot of people on the lineup this year that I did not know. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I discovered this girl that I really like, Avery Anna. I don't know if you've heard her, but she had a few like viral TikTok songs. Mm-hmm. And in person, she is amazing. So I'm happy that I saw her, but I also felt like the lineup was kind of lacking people that I knew. And like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm like a minority in this, and like, people loved the lineup this year, but I just felt like in past years, like, Chris Stapleton was, and it was like,
I love him.
Chris Stapleton, there was, so many good people the year that I went 2 years ago. I don't know how last year's was, but I would love like John Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Luke Combs was so good, so I can't really complain because like he was an amazing headliner. And Jelly Roll. I'd never heard Jelly Roll.
Oh my God.
And he brought out literally everyone.
Did he sing Wild Ones? That's probably one of my favorite songs.
I don't really know his discography super well, but he like brought out every collaborator he's ever had. He like, you can just tell this guy, like, he deserves every ounce of fame that he has. Like, he is such a good soul.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was my Stagecoach update.
Wait, I'm trying to remember that song that you just mentioned.
I think you're probably thinking of another song called Wild Ones.
Perhaps. That seems like a very...
You're thinking of the Flo Rida one.
Well,
I think
I certainly was.
Of course you were.
But actually, I just realized there's a lot of songs named Wild Ones. But I actually have all of them saved though. Like I have the one by
with Jelly Roll in it. A girl sings.
So
I think that's Flo Rida.
Oh, that's there's like there's a girl
that
singer.
One, there's this one. This is. Have you heard this one?
I've never heard this song in my life.
This is one of my favorite songs. Of course.
Do you still listen to a lot of Chelsea Cutler? I feel like whenever I think of Chelsea, or I think of you and music, I think of how obsessed you were with Chelsea Cutler.
I was very obsessed with Chelsea Cutler, but honestly, like I haven't listened to her at all. Like I really love that song, one song of hers, Your Shirt. Like that'll always be one of my favorite songs. But yeah. Like not.
No, you were so obsessed with her.
You're just cracking me up. Like, you were obsessed.
I was obsessed, but no, I'm not obsessed anymore.
And you made it your whole personality.
I tend to do that. I pick one thing and I make it my entire personality.
It's always like because of one song.
Yeah, literally, what was the one that I was like?
Adam becomes a diehard fan of one person because he likes one song.
No, completely true.
What's like a recent one? What's your current hyperfixation?
Remember when I got really drunk and I was posting like Pumped Up Kicks on my story, like nonstop? This is like a couple weeks ago. I don't know what happened.
You get fixated on
things.
But I was
so drunk and I like posted like 6 videos and they all had Pumped Up Kicks on the song.
That's so random. Funny.
And it was so random and I woke up the next morning and I was like, what the hell?
Must have heard it somewhere.
No, literally. One of my coworkers who I'm kind of like newly friends with and I was in London with this past time. I was like, oh, I should probably have your number because we just kept like slacking each other. And then she was like, oh, I'm also going to follow you on Instagram. Like, I think it makes sense for us to be Instagram friends. And I was like, oh God, like get ready because like I like sometimes like post some crazy shit on Instagram. And she's like, oh, I can't wait to see. And then one night in London, I got like literally so drunk and I posted that story that was like me walking away with a Guinness.
A Guinness
because
with your
my
butt?
Because my butt looked good. And then sure enough I got like 100 responses of my butt looking good, obviously.
It did look good.
But then of course my coworker is like, is this what you meant? And I was like, yeah.
No.
That is not crazy.
I mean, it's not crazy, but it's a little bit like
you were like
booty. But it's like obvious. It's like
booty pic.
I looked at it the next morning and I was like, this is so obvious, why I post this.
Yeah.
There's a song that you used to use
probably. Made that
literally
thought for you.
A thousand men.
What was that song that you used on literally everything when we were in the Hamptons?
Closer,
like, not closer. Obviously, we know you love Closer by the Closer.
That was personality.
No, there was
trait.
A song that you used to. Why are you always in a mood?
I knew it was that.
Yeah.
Why are you always in a mood?
Oh my God! Literally, yeah. Everybody used to be so mad at me about mood
because you used to use it for everything, and then we would want to repost it and be like, gosh darn it, Adam, why are you using that song again?
Nobody liked it. I loved Mood.
We're so over
I
it.
Do you like that song? But I always think of you.
I kind of ruined it for everyone, I feel like.
No, it's not that it's ruined. It's just now, and that's a beautiful thing. That I think is. Of you every time that I hear it.
That's really sweet, honestly. Yeah. What's another recent one I've been fixated on? Oh, now I'm fixated on this one, actually. It's one that I sent to you of...
Became obsessed with K-pop, the genre, solely because of the girl in the White Lotus.
I'm obsessed with Lisa.
Jinx!
Yeah.
I listen to Rockstar like literally nonstop.
The one song.
I know I only listen to Rockstar. And then Jenny, I listen to like
Adam
Jenny.
Goes, I'm Lisa's number one fan. I love this song.
No, guys, if you look at my like so Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year, it's gonna be like 16,000 plays of Rockstar by
what
Lisa.
What was your Spotify Wrapped from this year? Or from last year, I should say.
I think it was...
Mine was obviously Taylor Swift, like, for every single top song, and...
I think mine was Taylor Swift also.
Taylor Swift and Norah Jones were my top.
Mine had...
Does it go away? Like, can you access it still?
I just looked in my photos, because I had screenshotted
mine
it.
Mine had Noah Kahan. Dua Lipa. I don't remember who else. Taylor Swift for sure was in.
Yeah, mine was Noah Taylor.
Wait, guess who I bought tickets for? I think I told you this already. For this summer, and I have not decided who the chosen ones are that are coming with me.
Who?
I'm going to at the Piers. I bought four tickets.
Oh, yeah.
For The Fray.
Yeah.
Lost and Insecure.
I'm sorry. I know every single song. I'm obsessed with them.
No, so fun.
I did not realize they were still touring.
Yeah.
They are. It's at Pier 17.
My favorite venue.
So
save a life.
It's like alarmingly close to your birthday, so I think I'll take you. Adam, if you play your cards right, maybe you'll be invited.
What do I have to do to get on that list? Lost and Insecure.
Unfortunately, there's no one that you can offer your body.
You got to put out. Yeah.
You know I will. You know I'll be putting out. This is the summer of putting out for me. Good. I'm going to put out for The Fray. I'm going to put out for Mykonos.
The summer I turned pretty, but...
The summer I put out.
The summer I put out. No, it's. I'm so excited to see the new season.
You have like a million episode titles.
Same. No, this episode's going to be hard to title because there's just so many good options.
I think the summer I put out is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
And I can capitalize it like the summer I... Oh my God. Okay, iconic. Great.
I think it's good.
You should just make it the acronym and then people will have to figure out what it means.
T-S-I-P-L.
It's giving tortured poets.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I love it.
Anyway, so Stagecoach, check. Anyone have any fun updates? Anyone go on any dates or something? Like, anything spicy? Anything exciting?
Let's know. Well, my spicy was that I'm going to, you know, have a threesome with married man and his husband in Mykonos, probably. And then what's my other spicy? Oh, and then when I was just at Hillstone, you know, I had my glass of wine, obviously, and then I got a little frisky, and then my one coworker came, and who's the one who invited me to Mykonos, basically, or I guess I invited myself, actually, but but I'm just gonna say that he invited me. And then he told me that he's going to Fire Island next weekend, and who is he bringing to Fire Island? It's the guy that I met in Fire Island last summer. And I was like, ooh. I was like, wait, I'm coming, like, I want to sleep with him, obviously. And he was like, no, like, he wants to go and be single for the weekend. And I was like, what do you mean he wants to go and be single for the weekend? Like, I was getting jealous. I mean, I haven't seen this man in like 6 months.
Well, couldn't you being there also mean that he's single
but just like fucking around?
No, yeah, but my, like, I was like, oh, I'll
sleep. He doesn't want to hook up with anyone. He wants to just be literally single. Go there.
Like, I think what it would be is, like, he and I obviously, like, have some kind of history. So, right. Like, if I went, it would be, he maybe would feel, like, tethered to me, kind of. Or, like, I would get mad if he was, like, hooking up with people, you know? Even though we're not dating, but, like, I think he would maybe, that's also what was being insinuated here.
No, I kind of understand that. There's, like, an unspoken rule, not unspoken rule, but unspoken thing that's, like, oh, maybe we'll hook up again because we already did before.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, but you don't want to make someone feel bad if you're, like, not into it anymore. I get it.
And so my friend was, like, well, there are no bedrooms left. And I was, like, that's okay. I'll just sleep with him. And then he was, like, no. I think he wants to go and be single. And I was, like, what do you mean he wants to go and be single? And so then I got annoyed. And so then I texted him. And I was, like, so I hear you're going to Fire Island next weekend.
You are such a pot stirrer these days.
I know. I send him a picture of my friend and then I go, I heard you're going to Fire Island next weekend. And
what did he say?
He was like, yeah, I am. You coming? ? And I'm gonna be like, yeah, but I'm sleeping with you. Or no, what I'm gonna say is, I'm gonna be like, yeah, but XYZ told me I'm sleeping in the pool.
When is this?
Next weekend. Do we have plans?
Next weekend.
I have so many plans next weekend.
I thought you're so going. Weird. Wait, what is next week? Oh, never mind. Sorry, I thought we were in June already. What the hell? Sorry.
No.
Disregard
May.
Me.
May 10th.
I will be in Punta Cana
next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So
it's Mother's Day.
You're free.
Next weekend is
right.
I
think it is May 11th, right?
Wait, shit. Should I go home?
May 10th. Well,
it's like that's not like the start of the weekend. That's Sunday.
Right, it's the 11th.
Yeah.
So get to it.
Ooh, maybe I should.
Everybody, order your mom's. A present.
Yeah, do it now because you'll have plenty of time. Schedule flowers.
The motherly figures in your life.
Ooh, schedule so things. Right.
Well, I haven't invited myself to Fire Island yet. I'm working on it, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, yeah. Hey, just bring your mom.
Hey, mom.
Happy Mother's Day. She would love it, though.
She would. Elena would thrive.
Yeah, she would be a queen.
She would thrive on that.
Has she texted you anything good recently? I feel like your mom, you and your mom have, like, the craziest texts to each other.
No, my mom is so
funny.
Like,
you text, like, your... Like
friends,
besties.
No, we are though.
Yeah, but
I
like
love that.
You guys are goals.
What did she text me?
We need to have her on the podcast.
Hey, guys, literally, like, if you heard our phone calls, like, our texts aren't even where it's crazy. Like, our phone calls are actually insane. Like, my mom is a nut job. She. It was this. She sent my dad a Cartier bracelet that she wants.
I see where you get it from.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
She goes, this is what I sent Dad earlier. His response, dot, 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 dot. It's literally a screenshot of her sending a picture of a Cartier bracelet to my dad with the caption drool. And then my dad goes, there is something called drool, question mark.
Oh, so he just didn't understand.
Yes.
I see.
So that's the most recent.
So is she getting the bracelet? Yes or no?
I don't know. That's probably her next sex, my dad. Is you buying it from me? Yes or no?
Drool means... get the credit card out. That's what it means.
Oh, no, no, no. This is how it even started. She sent me a picture of this diamond tennis bracelet, and I was like, you deserve it, but you don't even wear your tennis bracelet you have already. She goes, thanks for noticing.
Okay, I want a tennis bracelet, but then again, I feel like a lot of them that I see flip around.
Yeah, I would want
so
one
much
tight.
That, like, it isn't even the diamonds showing half the time. Like, and I don't think these people know that, like, it flips. But, like, when I'm looking at someone's wrist, I'm like, I think that they're wearing a really nice tennis bracelet, but you can't even tell because it's, like, flipped over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're some of them are, like, floppy. I would want mine tight.
Yeah, like, tight to your wrist so you can, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found the actual funny text in my mom that recently. This is, like, a couple of days ago. But I sent her something completely unrelated. It was, like, a... text thread with my grandpa or something like that where he was just being unhinged, and she just completely out of the blue goes, my aunt told me today that my dead uncle had erectile dysfunction, dot, dot, dot. I go, Pat? She goes, to be clear, I never asked how his penis was functioning. No, my uncle Billy at his funeral. I go, oh, like, what is
I remember you sent that to us.
And then the next text from her literally just call the courthouse, because I think I told you I'm being summoned to court in Maryland.
Yeah, we had a whole debate on this last episode of, like, why are you being summoned in both states?
Correct. And I have still not called the courthouse because I refuse.
So, like,
principle. So my mom texts me every day, call the courthouse.
You're going to be handcuffed.
Oh, my God. You're going to see me cuffed. Live in action tomorrow. Live streaming the trial. Did you watch the documentary yet?
Okay, so I haven't watched the documentary, but you know who vetoed it? Jack.
Okay.
He didn't want to watch it because he's like, well, we already know what happens.
No, you don't.
Well, I accidentally spoiled it for him.
Well, you don't. There's so much.
Okay, so wait, lore. So is it being broadcast tomorrow? The Karen, is this?
Yeah, it's
what's
every
her name?
Day. Karen Reed.
Karen Reed. Okay, but do you think she did it?
No, so after... like I said, after the documentary, I was so unsure. In the first trial, I still had no idea what happened. And coming around the second trial, this is like tomorrow's going to be the end of the second week. I have been listening to this trial as though it is a podcast. Like, I just have had one headphone in and I've had it in while I'm working every day since it started. And it's just so wild. And now I have so many TikTok reporters talking about all of the things that the people who are testifying against her did after the night that this all happened.
So it's like shady stuff going on.
Yeah. There's just like a lot of details that we all know, but like obviously the jurors don't know.
Right.
And listening to their testimonies and then hearing them all pretty much get caught in lies or for lying on the stand in other previous trials is just like so crazy that I still have no idea what actually happened, obviously, and I believe some of the theories that are out there to be true, but I don't believe that she did it. I don't know what I believe happened, though, but I don't believe that she's guilty of what they're accusing her of.
Okay, maybe I'll have to watch it. It was vetoed by Jack because he really wanted to watch Black Mirror, and I will never forgive him for letting me watch the first episode of the new season. I sobbed my eyes out. I have not cried that hard.
Wait, really?
For any reason, for like actually years. I was crying so hard there was snot coming out of my nose.
Oh my God.
Do not watch Black Mirror new season episode one if you don't want to sob. Like,
I've only ever seen one episode of Black Mirror ever in my life, and I did not like it.
Sad. Episode two was really good. I really liked it. I've only seen two episodes.
Usually Black Mirror stresses me out a little bit, but I really do enjoy things that make me cry.
No, it's really so stressful.
Oh.
Really stressful show. I don't think I'm chill enough to watch Black Mirror. I just don't think I am.
Was it scary or like suspenseful or just sad?
So the first one was like very like it's so they're all kind of like futuristic, and it's all mm-hmm. all of them have to do with technology, and like a lot of these are like AI because obviously, and so it was kind of AI focused, but it was essentially like, I don't want to give away anything at all, so I'm just gonna say it's just like heartbreaking, but like comes from a good place of like two people loving each other very much, but it's like very heartbreaking, and I left the episode wishing that I had not seen it. So I don't know if I'm de-influencing you or what, but then I started watching Abbott Elementary again, and it cured my scaries because I freaking love that show.
So should I not watch it then?
Watch Abbott Elementary. Don't watch or watch the documentary that Colby
is recommended. It sadder than One Day?
I actually haven't seen One Day.
Katie. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Have what? I? Wait, what is that?
Katie. One Day is the saddest thing I think I talked about on the
Did
podcast.
Did it come out a couple years ago?
I think like at this point, probably
last year. Like last year. And it's that guy that was in
Dates Megan Fahey.
Yeah, in White Fahey, Lotus. Whatever. He has like the beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was told things. I heard too much about it, and I decided it wasn't for me.
I mean, because like, nothing would be a surprise.
It like, would devastate me, I heard.
I have never cried harder in my life.
I don't like being devastated after a show or movie. Because
I have no heart.
Wait, I think you didn't cry, though, because I had told you that I was, like, scream sobbing.
Yeah, Adam was like, I'm weeping. So I was waiting to start weeping. And then I was like, that was it.
No, it was, like, the saddest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I knew what was going to happen.
No, nothing was a surprise. It's just, like, the grief of it all is, like, what was so depressing.
No, I really can't. Like, I watch TV to escape, like...
I like, escaped to hell in
like,
one day.
Not that I really have much to, I have a great life, but like I like watching TV to like feel like uplifted or like challenged, like my mind challenged, like a brain teaser. Like I like that where it's like, I don't know what the twist is going to be, like, or something like heartwarming or something. Black Mirror, that was just not it for
something
me.
I appreciate about you, Katie. Something I appreciate about you is that you really are a girl that puts your phone down during a TV show. Like you are enthralled in the actual show.
Oh, I'm in.
Like this
I'm
feels locked. Like an attack.
No, I think I'm like you. Go.
Colby, on the other hand,
Colby is a girl who's on her phone the entire TV show, but yeah. I am all as well. So like, I'm not roasting. I'm roasting both of us.
You know, I'm like locked in. Unless it's like what my comfort shows, like my like die hard always comfort show is anything with Teresa Caputo in it. Teresa Caputo,
the Long Island Medium.
I love her show, and it's like such an easy watch that I could be on my phone or like I could be online shopping. But most things I watch, I feel like I can't, like I need to be like focused.
I cannot wait to watch Summer House and The Valley from this week.
Well, it might be your time because we've been yapping for an hour.
Oh my God, we're done?
We've reached our time, I think.
Goodness gracious.
I know.
Our curfew.
We've talked about so many random things in this episode.
It was kind of a good episode, though. I liked it.
Yeah, I think it was good.
I enjoyed it. We chit-chatted. Do we have any other monumental things to share?
I've got nothing.
I got nothing, too. I guess that means until next time. What?
The way that you just, like, turned your head was, like, so
it's like you just broke the fourth wall.
Yeah. You were like
if we had video, it would have been like
that was
you
very much so like a radio. Like,
you staring longingly into the camera lens. Like that's I'm about to make a one pot pasta right now, so I gotta get going.
I have half a brain.
I'm
out.
Making my Dutch oven one pot chicken pasta.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
No, guys, I literally like to London. I took a red eye, and I don't know why I did that because I don't sleep on planes. And I booked it so last minute that I couldn't really book Delta One because I didn't want it to raise flags internally. I think I said this earlier potentially, but because I took this red eye, I literally slept for an hour. Like my Oura Ring quite literally thought I was dying. And then Monday I landed in London, had the whole day in London of like meetings. I had a 5-hour dinner that I got so drunk at.
Yeah, because you didn't sleep, so that's gonna
and
obviously.
Then I got back to my hotel room at 1 a.m. and I ordered an entire fish and chips, and they didn't give me like a normal fish and chips. It was like literally a piece of like beer battered cod that was the size of my arm.
That sounds so delicious, honestly.
It was the best fish and chips I've ever had in my entire life. Literally holding it above my mouth, like feeding it to me like a Greek god with grapes.
Yum! That sounds so good.
It was so lovely, and that's a note that I'll leave the spot off with.
A visual
of me like Caesar.
Was the eyeball
feeding
in there?
The grapes. What's up?
In the fish?
I didn't look. I was busy.
So you might have eaten it.
Perhaps.
Probably not because it was deep fried and battered.
True.
You never had a deep fried eyeball before?
I don't think I have. I can't say I have. Well, guys, with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye. Bye. That was offbeat.
Sorry, I was like Katie. Really, I was kind of like having a random memory of like, when did that start? Like, when did you start saying that? Like, I feel like it was like years ago.
Love you, see you, bye.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, it's stuck after like episode probably 4. Sorry, I was just like down memory lane.
I need
lane.
You to listen to episode 1 and see if I saw it.
I was down memory lane and that's why I was off. Anyway.
That's kind of cute.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm trying to figure out, I thought that your umbrella looked like it had a Bud Light logo on it.
No.
The theme of this episode is sponsored by Bud Light.
Bud Light.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.